old log that busts them. This old log barn. Yeah. Hewed them out and stacked them on top of one another.
Well, houses now have, did they have those kind of boards that would lap over, you know, on the outside? I don't guess.
Oh, yeah. Like this you're talking about.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's called?
What do you call it? Weather board, and they'd let them lap, you know, where the water runoff.
They had that then.
Yeah, that then.
Okay.
That'd be up like that.
Or they put those over logs, or they just put those over
them? Most of them, he probably put over logs, but I think when this was built up here, they must have got, it was framed up. The seals and things, they hewed them out, I think.
Yes.
But they come out, they must have got some kind of cut it sawmill or something other than cut the.
Did you ever do carpentry work, or any of your family, your father, did he build?
My father was he used to carpenter around somebody, and he just carpenter for himself or helped some of the neighbors carpenter. And when I built my house down there, I had one old carpenter, me and him built, and had him on the place.
You and the carpenter built
that house I got in Georgetown. Mr. Mason Lynn, he was a carpenter, and I hired him. I gave him $1 an hour. And then I farmed that year too out there, and I was farming, and I had some shellcrops and some wage hands too, and then I think I'd get them about $2 a day then, and then I'd, when we wet or something, I'd do that, I'd carry them down there, and they'd work all day too. And work on that house.
About the houses then, the fireplace, did y'all build fireplace, or did you have a fireplace in your house?
I built it for him.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. That's the only thing. It had heat good back in there. That little house that had two chimneys in. Yeah, that's good.
Two chimneys
in. Yeah, it was fireplace and both of the big rooms up there, that old house.
Yeah.
And the home place down there, we had that old place, it had three fireplaces in.
Uh-huh. What those they would be in what rooms?
Well, we call one of them the living room, but there was a fireplace in it, and the fireplace in the kitchen. It was a great big kitchen.
Okay.
And then fireplace in the other room. And this old house up here, the kitchen used to be a walkway out there to it. This old place up here. You walk a gangway, I call it, out there to the kitchen.
Uh-huh.
I remember when I was a good-sized boy, you know, the kitchen wasn't built onto the house. It was built back off from the house. They must have done it on kind of fire.
Yeah. Where they wouldn't catch on fire?
Yeah.
Okay. Then about, did you have like, you built this out here, this kind of thing in front of the house, didn't you? In front of your trailer. Built this.
Yeah, I put this trailer in, put this shed over.
Uh-huh. But did houses always have, they always had out front a place where you could sit?
Oh yeah, they had almost all of them had a porch. And up there got a porch. You know, people used to love to sit out on the porch and talk.
Yes.
You know, it's a home place down there, has a big, well, they call them a front porch and a back porch. And, you know.
Did you ever see one that would have a porch, one that went upstairs kind of place or anything like that?
Yeah. My daddy was born and raised, that they had upstairs to here.
Mm-hmm. How did they get up?
They went upstairs on the inside of the house and went up staff steps.
Did you ever see ones on the outside of the house, a kind of?
Yeah, I've seen a few of my old houses where they had a step where you go upstairs on the outside.
Yes, sir.
Now, our house in Georgia, I got down there. It's got staff there. It's got a upstairs to it.
Uh-huh.
You can go upstairs, and it's got a big, well, it's got a bathroom and all up in a big room up there, closets and all.
When you were coming up, what sort of chores did y'all have to do around the house, that sort of thing?
Well, you had